We are one in him all the time, 24/7. 2020 is going to be a year of God invading into your life personally, 24/7. There's going to be an angelic intervention. There's going to be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's not a one-man show. God can use everybody. Even though you are nobody, you will have a significant effect. I remember in 1988, September 11, I was preaching in Pasadena, William Carey University. And at that time, the Lord gave me one message. Why I'm saying it? The Lord said, tell the nation to repent. I do not know what was happening, so I told them, repent and things will change. The kingdom of God will be revealed. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and repent. And then I made one statement in the spirit. No one is immune from sin. Repent and get back to God. And then after that, I just felt to give an altar call. It was Vernon Falls' main service. And I just say, I want to give an altar call. I do not know how, but something is going to happen to break the yoke. So everyone came into this. I don't know how many. All came into the auditorium and just crying out. And I said, repent, repent. No one is immune from sin. And then after that, I handed over to the MC and to take over. And we were praying everything. The message was picked up in a cassette and sent to many of the major cities. They found, that was the time when they had Jimmy Swaggart's candle. It just blew up. And the message of repentance was just at the right time. And this morning when I say repent, the Lord reminded me, you can be a nobody declaring the word of God, but you can affect nationwide. The nation, no one is immune from sin, because at that time a theology was going, once you're anointed with God, you can't fall. What we call the eradication of sin. But no, as long as eradication of sin comes when it's resurrection day. Other than that, we are sanctified and walking in the gift, in the Holy Spirit, and depending on the Holy Spirit, and in the Spirit, we are sinless. Because we have a sinless in the body, we move on in the grace of God. And so I just want to say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. This morning I want to say that the blood of Jesus cleanses so much so that you're in the book of life, your sins are slate clean, and you can walk with God. And 2020 with boldness, because the devil cannot attack you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to speak resurrection life 2020. In the name of Jesus. Lord, all the prophetic word that you have given to us, Lord, they are seeds and they will germinate and they will grow. And all the visions, lost visions and words and prophecy over many years, now in the year of 2020 will become fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus, I speak resurrection life. Resurrection life. Resurrection life. Cover us under the blood of Jesus. I speak healing right now. I activate miracles, recreating miracles to take place in the name of Jesus. Be healed and be made whole. Be healed and be whole in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, Pastor Ludwig.
Okay, just for those who are not informed, we have just begun the service now, so this is the sermon now, right? So you're ready for another 45 minutes, right? I will keep this short, okay? All right. So I think we want to make this what I'll do this morning is we're just going to declare a few things as we now in this season of 2020. You know, I think like a few people have noticed, you know, it's 2019 marks the end of a decade. 2020 is a beginning of a new decade, which kind of reminds me it's today being the first Sunday of the week marks a decade since, I mean, actually, an evangel, which is surprising. It's been 10 years for me here, but it's been real significant turn for me in these last 10 years. So I want to give thanks to God for that. All right, so want to share this. In 2020 now, we're saying we've been hearing it's going to be great. I mean, every year we come out, we say it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a great year. Great things are going to happen. Greater things are in store, and we say all of these. But I don't know. Maybe I'll share something that comes to mind again is what Pastor shared on the 31st. I just want to kind of reshare it again because I thought that was real significant. And what I want to say this for this morning is that we as a people, we as a church, are not just going to hear about God's word anymore. We're actually going to live and manifest and experience more and more. I'm not saying that we're going to experience it all, but I'm just saying that, you know, I believe there's, when we say there's something significant, it's not just, you know, like in time past, I can look back at my own life, how we hear so many messages. And sometimes it took a long time for it to be implemented. It took a long time to see any change. It took a long time to respond to the word. Not everything, but I'm just saying as a general thing that I observe. But you know, and Pastor on the 31st, I don't know if you can recall it. I know it was we just ate, and you know, and so I'm not sure if we all kind of caught it. But basically talked about the life of Jesus. All right, does everyone know about Jesus in this place? You know this guy, right? Okay, not guy, he's a God man, okay? All right, so Jesus, you know, he born on Christmas, we celebrate Christmas and all that, and so Jesus came onto this earth. We hear very little about his 30 years on, we hear very little until he was baptized, right? Until he was baptized, began his ministry for 3.5 years, and for 3.5 years he, you know, completed what God had for him, and he finished the job. Is that agree as well? The only thing that we kind of hear the in-between that's biblically recorded is that he, at 12 years of age, he was left behind the temple or he stayed back. And what did he say? Why are you so worried, right? What are you on about? You know, I must be about my father's business, all right? But the scriptures tells us in two occasions here. He says the child grew in wisdom and in stature, right? And then as Jesus grew, all right, and as he continued to grow up until 30 years of age, okay, the Bible tells us that he grew in wisdom, in stature, favor with God, and favor with man, right? So favor is not just to get what we want, right? Favor with God, favor with men, okay? But here's what I want to strike again, okay, is for 30 years, God was preparing Jesus for 3.5 years, okay? And so when you look back in an evangel, if I'm not wrong, if I'm getting this right, because it started in about 1989, 1990, isn't it? Which is as old as I am, okay? So it's a easy way for me to remember, okay? But for 30 years, God has been, you know, has raised up this church, begun this work, and throughout the 30 years, God has been doing a lot of things, okay? So obviously, for those who have been here before me, you would have seen a lot more things than I have, okay? Only hear things here and there. But you know that many things happen throughout the 30 years, good, bad, ugly, everything, okay? But for 30 years, God prepared, and prepared. But at the age of 30, Jesus, you know, was full of wisdom, stature, favor with God, favor with men, and he went out and he did miracles. There was manifestation of miracles, people being saved, and people, you know, people lives turning around and things like that. And so what we want to declare this morning is this. You know, God has been preparing this church for so many years. And so now we want to say that in this new era, in this new decade, like Jesus was manifested, so there will be the manifestations of the sons of God. And that's you and me. That's the body of Christ. The church is going to enter into a new dimension. All right. And this dimension will be walking in God's favor, walking in favor with man so that God's will can be done. And we'll walk in stature and full of wisdom. Amen. So in this, even in this world that we live in, we need the wisdom of God, don't we? Right. That we need the wisdom of God. We need the spirit of wisdom and understanding. So I want to make that as a declaration, because this is what I think strongly is, not we're not just going to hear about it now. We're going to walk into it. And so I've also heard there's I think it was Pastor Vernon Falls his prophetic word for 2020. I think I received it from you. I read it some. I don't know. I know I received it from someone. I read it, and it was that 2020 will be a year of miracle. Amen. And so I believe it for myself. I believe it for the body of Christ, that we're going to walk in all of these dimensions. And so 2020, this time is very significant. Amen. There's going to be a manifestation. So, Lord, I declare right now in the name of Jesus that all the years of preparations, the good things, the hard things, the great things, the wonderful things, everything that you have done in our lives were for such a time as this, that you have implanted the Word of God in the inside of us, and you've been pouring out your Spirit. You've been watering. The seed has been watered and been nurtured in the name of Jesus. And now we speak that this is a time of manifestation. Now is a time of increase. Not just increase, but now is the time to bear fruit. The fruit of the Spirit and the gift of the Spirit to manifest in the body of Christ, to manifest in our lives, to manifest in your church, to be manifested in our nation in the name of Jesus. So we declare your power. We declare that this church, we declare that every single one here this morning will walk in Jesus' name, will walk with wisdom, will be full of stature, the stature of the Almighty God, and walk with in favor with God and favor with man in Jesus' name, so that everything can come into alignment, so that God's will here on earth may be done as it is in heaven in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we cut off every hindrances, everything that is stopping us, no more in the name of Jesus. For the Holy Spirit has come up, has already descended on the day of Pentecost, and there's an outpouring that's happening, and the voice of the Lord shall be strong upon our lives. The voice of the Lord shall come and say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So I say to our church here this morning, arise in the name of Jesus. Now is the time of manifestation. Now is the time to reveal Jesus. Now is the time to speak. Now is the time to do what we have heard, to practice what you have heard in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just declare that right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.